This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Ivis. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's confident of beating a multi-state lawsuit challenging his emergency declaration to pay for the southern border wall. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Some 16 states are suing, calling the declaration unconstitutional. The president says he figured legal action was coming and predicts he'll beat it.
We have absolute right to do that. I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders.
But Democrats say it's executive overreach and want Republicans to stand with them against what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls a brazen assault on the Constitution. A top advisor here has said the president's prepared to issue his first veto if Congress votes to disapprove of the declaration. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former acting FBI chief Andrew McCabe says top congressional leaders did not object in 2017 when he told them the agency had opened a counterintelligence investigation of President Trump on the suspicion he might have ties to Russia. McCabe told NBC News on Tuesday he informed eight key lawmakers, including the top two Republicans, shortly after he opened the probe almost 2 years ago. Days before, Mr. Trump had fired FBI Director James Comey, who was leading the investigation of Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential election. A federal judge has ordered longtime Trump confidant Roger Stone to appear in court on Thursday to consider whether to revoke his bail after he posted a controversial picture on Instagram. On Monday, he posted a photo of Judge Amy Berman Jackson with what appeared to be crosshairs near her head. Stone said it was misinterpreted and dismissed any suggestion he was trying to threaten her. He's pleaded not guilty to lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstructing a congressional investigation into the 2016 presidential campaign. Nigeria's main opposition candidate declared Tuesday the military has no role to play in the presidential and parliamentary elections. This is VOA News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announced on CBS This Morning Tuesday he's running for president in 2020.
It is absolutely imperative that Donald Trump be defeated.
The 77-year-old self-described Democratic Socialist stunned the establishment in 2016 with his spirited challenge to Hillary Clinton, who ultimately became the party's nominee. He faces challenges from a large pool of other progressives who advocate for many of the same issues that he brought into the party's mainstream. President Trump said Tuesday he wants to see North Korea eventually give up its nuclear weapons program, but adds he's not in any rush because U.S. relations with Pyongyang are good going into next week's summit in Vietnam.
I'd just like to see ultimately denuclearization of North Korea. I think we will see that ultimately. I have no pressing time schedule.
He said his second meeting with Kim Jong-un would be very exciting, but did not disclose details of what he hoped would be achieved. A new congressional report says senior White House officials pushed a project to share nuclear power technology with Saudi Arabia, despite the objections of ethics and national security officials. AP correspondent Chad Day has more.
Right now, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have expressed concerns that transferring nuclear power to Saudi Arabia without the proper safeguards in place could lead to them weaponizing the material and having another nuclear power in the Middle East.
That's AP correspondent Chad Day. The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee opened an investigation Tuesday into the claims. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti has confirmed the arrest of U.S. citizens and told VOA's CRAIL service it's seeking consular access for the detainees as soon as possible. In an interview Monday, the Haitian National Police spokesperson said the men were arrested during a routine check on Sunday afternoon, and a Haitian national, two Serbs, and five Americans were among the detained. He said police found assault rifles and pistols in three vehicles. There's been concern in Haiti that the group had a plan to be rolled out under the cover of the massive protest in looting that rocked the capital for 10 consecutive days, leaving at least seven people dead. Negotiators from China and the U.S. will resume talks to resolve the ongoing trade war between the world's biggest economies. The White House says a third round of negotiations will be held Tuesday and Wednesday in Washington before moving on to senior-level talks on Thursday. The administration has threatened to raise tariffs from 10% to 25% if a deal isn't reached by March 2nd, but President Trump said last week he may be willing to push back that deadline. Fashion icon Karl Lagerfeld died Tuesday in Paris, prompting an outpouring of love and admiration for the man whose career spanned six decades. He spent his career at luxury labels catering to the very wealthy. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.